grass widow. That's what you wanted, wasn't it?
Yeah. Not everybody says that. Not everybody has a word for that.
That's what they used to say. They used to call them grass widows, or grass widow, a divorced person, or somebody whose husband had left them.
Uh-huh.
That's what they call them. I don't know why. I don't know where the name, I don't know where it came from.
But I
wonder that.
Grass? What's grass
got? I don't have any idea. Oh, don't you know? If she's a widow, her husband's under the ground. If he's left her, he's on top of the ground.
Oh,
the grass. See?
Okay. I don't know if I believe that or not, but that sounds reasonable.
Well, that's the reason they said it.
Well, I'll be.
But you know, I haven't heard that expression in years.
Uh-huh. It's one of those things that people just don't say.
It's a thing they forgot to say, I guess.
Yeah. What do you call something on wheels that you can put a baby in, the baby lie down, and you can take it outside? Usually got a little top, a little canopy thing.
Well, you can call it buggy or perambulator or carriage.
Okay. If you put the baby in the carriage, you say, I'm going to go out and what the baby?
Push the buggy, I guess. Push
okay.
the baby.
Okay. If a woman is about to have a baby, you'd say she is?
Pregnant.
Okay. Any other terms for it?
I don't know any.
Okay. If you don't have a doctor to deliver the baby, the woman you might send for would be a
midwife.
Okay. And if a boy has same color hair and same eyes as his father, you'd say he what?
Resembles his father.
Okay.
Is that the word you want?
And what if he acts like his father? Doesn't so much look like him, you know, but he just acts a lot like him. You'd say he what?
No, he makes it act like him.
Okay. To a child who has misbehaved,
no.
You say, if you do that again, I'm going to give you a good
spanking.
Okay. Now, what if you've got two little boys, and one of them's made the other one mad, and he says, if you do that again, I'm going to give you a good what?
I don't know.
Okay, what if you got two big boys? You do that again, I'm going to give you a good...
I wouldn't know because I never done it.
You never did that, all right. That's probably wise. Your brother's son would be your...
nephew.
Okay, and my mother's sister would be...
your aunt.
Okay. And a child has lost both parents is a?
An orphan.
Okay. And if it's been put in an institution, would you call it anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay. Orphan is looked after by its legal... what?
Guardian.
Okay. And if there was somebody else named Ms. You might say, well, yes, she has the same family name, and she does look a little bit like me, but I'm actually, what?
Not related.
Okay. If you have a bunch of cousins and nephews and nieces and all that stuff around, you'd say, this whole town is just full of my
relatives.
Okay. And if somebody comes in town, nobody's ever seen him before, he'd be a?
Stranger.
Okay. And if he'd come from another country, what would you call him?
Foreigner.
Okay. Can you name for me some girls' names that begin with an M?
May, Mary, Maria.
Okay, George Washington's wife was?
Martha.
Okay. A girl's name that begins with an N. What's a girl's name that begins with an N? I think it's a nickname for Helen.